I found my fight through the struggles. I learned to soar. I rose above and I wanted more. I am the eighth wonder. Standing tall, I won't be torn asunder. I've healed the wounds I've overcome.
Hello, and welcome to the Eighth Wonder Podcast, inspiring you to be proud of where you're at, one story at a time. I'm your host, Ashley. Let's get started. Welcome to episode one. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Ashley. I am married to the love of my life. We've been married for 12 years. We have three incredible kiddos, and we live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I want this podcast to be about why I'm here, why I started this podcast, why I started this business, what inspired me, etc. And as I sit here and think about this, it's pretty surreal that I'm here. It was probably 2 years ago that I was scared to call the doctor and schedule a doctor's appointment due to severe anxiety, and I hated talking on the phone. So it's a little bit of a pinch me moment that I'm hosting a podcast. I want to start with why the name Eighth Wonder and what that means to me. I had one of my best friends over, and we were chatting about some hard things that I was going through. And I'll never forget, she looked me in the eye and she said, "You're the freaking eighth wonder of the world." And it, like, I felt it so deep and like so, it pierced my soul, because not only was that one of the greatest compliments I've ever received, it also, it felt so important to me. It felt like such a beautiful reminder to always be striving to overcome the things that I've been through and to just constantly be trying to be proud of where I'm at and get better and just honor that. So that's where Eighth Wonder came from. And I had no idea that it would be the name of a business one day. It meant so much to me that I got it tattooed on my arm so that I could have a constant reminder when I look down to just always be striving to be like who I want to be and who I wanted to become. So I'm so grateful for that. But I want to give a little backstory of why she said that and why that meant so much to me. To give my backstory, I need to talk about my mom a little bit. She grew up in a pretty poor family, and her mom was a single mother. And so my mom had a lot put on her shoulders, and she overcame a lot of generational cycles that I don't have to overcome, like being the first to graduate high school, being the first to go to college. We lived a pretty middle-class life, and so I didn't have to worry about money, really. It wasn't a thing I had to like stress about like she did. So she overcame a lot of really big things that I didn't have to deal with, and I'm so thankful for that. And she also wasn't able to overcome all of those things, all of the generational things that have been presented to me to deal with. And I love my parents, and I like truly know to my core that they did the best that they could with the tools that they had. And I honor them and have so much love and gratitude for them. But as I moved on to my adult life, I really realized that I carried a lot of pain and a lot of trauma into my life. And it really came to a head when I got married. It's a close relationship, and you know, it's a mirror for you. And when you were raised a certain way and you didn't like learn how to cope with your emotions and you didn't like do these things that build a strong, healthy relationship, like I just didn't have those tools. And so I was pretty toxic, like very toxic in my marriage in the beginning. I just did not know how to handle my emotions, and I would mirror a lot of things that I learned growing up, and they were not always healthy. And I always had this desire, like I knew that what I was doing was wrong. It didn't feel right to me. It didn't sit right in my body. And I knew that I wanted better, but I had no idea where to start. Like, I had no tools. And so I started to just like gut it out. Like, I was like, if I read hundreds of parenting books and books on healing, like maybe that will do it. So I went down that route, and then I went to therapy, talk therapy, and I tried that route. And I would walk away feeling like there's got to be more. There has to be more that I just don't know about, because this doesn't feel like it's working. And I would make progress. Like, I was never like just at a standstill, but it didn't feel like what I needed. It always felt like there was something more that I could find, that I could heal more and learn more and become more. And I've, like I said, I've always had that desire. Like, I feel like I was truly born with like a desire to overcome things. And I'm so thankful for that. But it's been hard at times, because when I want more and I don't know where to go, it's a little discouraging. So yeah, so I tried books, I tried talk therapy, and really I wasn't seeing the needle move enough. Like, I just wasn't seeing the results in my life. And shortly after I got married and tried counseling and these things, I actually remembered some sexual trauma from when I was a child. And it was really hard and really like jarring, because I had no memory of it beforehand. And growing up, like, I always felt like there was something off. I felt like I was broken, and like there was part of me that I didn't know about. And so when I remembered this, things started to click and make sense and like fall into place. But it was so jarring. And when I first remembered, like, I actually was like, is this real? Like, I really doubted. I thought I had made it up. Like, I was like, this is insane. Like, there's no way I would have not remembered this. Like, just all the things that play through your head when something like that pops up. And I remember like going to a therapist, and she was like, no, this is real. Like, this is like, you are having like physical responses to things that like, this is definitely real. And just had several experiences where I was like, okay. And I started to like trust myself a little bit and be like, okay, this is real. A lot of things started to make sense, but it was so, so, so hard. And so I'm on this journey of like, I want to be better. I want to find these tools. And then I have this memory come up and I'm like, whoa, it just like totally set me back. And I felt a lot of anger and a lot of pain and a lot of just like distrust in my marriage. And it wasn't fair to my husband, because he's incredible. So just getting through these things and just really always having this desire. And then really where things got real for us was when we just couldn't do it anymore. Like, we were trying our very best with the tools we had, and it just wasn't working. And we actually got separated. And it was really hard. It was a really hard time. And after a few months, we decided to try again. We actually went to marriage counseling, and it totally saved our marriage. And it gave us so many tools that we didn't have before. This was an incredible counselor. I feel like so lucky, so blessed that we found him, and it was through family members, and I'm so thankful. But he started giving us language to use, like, I'm speaking from wounds, and I'm flooded, and just things that we were able to use in our marriage. And And it really just like turned everything around for us. And so our marriage was doing great and we were still trying the best we could. And I did some EMDR therapy and just like kept pushing. And really, to be totally honest, the most healing that has happened has been in the last year. I joined a group called Gentle Warrior. It completely changed my life. It changed the trajectory of my life. It changed my family's life. I suddenly had access to a community of women who were going through similar things, who understood my pain and my trauma, and they didn't judge it, and they held beautiful space for it. And there's just this like safe, amazing community of women standing behind me and loving me for all that I am, and finally allowing myself to be seen and just like receiving that love from them. It just completely changed my life. And all of a sudden I was hearing things like breath work and plant medicine and just like all of these amazing things. And I was like, this is it. Like, this is the thing I've been looking for. I knew there was more. I knew that just talking about my feelings wasn't the answer. And that's beautiful. And it works for sure. It's so much better than doing nothing. But I always knew for me, there was more. I started to be around these people that had these amazing resources, and I started doing breath work and having these incredible experiences of releasing like so much anger, so much grief, so much guilt and shame, and just like fully like feeling those in my body and releasing them, and just like leaving those sessions feeling like a totally different person, feeling lighter and more in alignment with myself. And just like, I was like, this is it. Like, I just kept going more and just like lit on fire. Like, this is, I can do this. And just, I don't want to like make it sound like it's just this easy thing. It's still so hard. Like, learning to sit in your emotions and like feel them in your body and not judge them and create stories around them is freaking hard. Like, it's so freaking hard, but it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. It can be such a beautiful thing when we allow ourselves to be who we are, and without judgment, without shame, without all of these things that we're taught to, just as a society, like we're taught to judge like what we've been through and all the things. And so now that I was having these experiences of like, oh my gosh, this person just heard like my deepest, darkest secrets and they didn't judge me and they love me for it. It just changed my life. It allowed me to take my power back. It allowed me to step into who I am and not be afraid to let people see me, which was huge for me because I was used to hiding. I was used to like going to my room and crying myself to sleep at night. Like, I was not used to allowing people to see me and all that I am. And so it really has been so transformative. And just like really incredible. Like, I just don't even have the words to sit to like talk about how impactful it's been and how much it's changed my life. I get emotional because it's literally healing so much generational trauma that my kids will not have to heal and will not have to feel or deal with. And I'm so thankful. Like, I truly sit here today and I'm so thankful for the things that I've been through. And that's not always been the case, right? There were times when I was angry and pissed and frustrated and depressed and anxious. And I'm not saying I don't feel those things anymore. Of course I do, right? I'm human. But it's now that I'm stepping into this, it's like allowing those emotions, allowing myself to be where I'm at without judgment, allowing myself to feel these things and to let them move through my body so that the cycle can end with me. And that's really what I want to celebrate in this podcast, is I want to celebrate the cycle breakers. I want to celebrate the people who aren't afraid to step into the unknown, to tell their stories, to be vulnerable, to talk about what they've learned, how they've healed. It has changed my life to hear people's stories, for people to be vulnerable with me, to let me see them so that I feel comfortable enough for them to see me. There's nothing else that has changed my life more. As I have started to heal, and it's a never-ending process, right? Like, if anyone tells you they're healed, they're lying. If someone's healed, they're not alive anymore. Like, it's an ongoing, forever process, and it's a beautiful experience. And as I have, like, started this healing journey and continue on it, I'm just, like, in awe of the people that I've met, and their stories are incredible, and they're just so brave, and like the things they have overcome just inspire me. They light my soul up. And I'm just so excited and feel so lucky to be able to interview people that I love and I know, and even people that I don't know yet, and have them tell their stories and how they've overcome. Because I feel like a lot of people, there's a lot of talk about like what the trauma and the stuff we've been through, but like, what about the stuff we've overcome? Like, how did we get to where we're at today? Like, what are the things that have helped? And I really want to share that with people. I want people to feel less alone. I want them to have hope, because hope is such a powerful emotion to have. And with, you can conquer your life. You can conquer anything if you have hope. And so I want to inspire people to be proud of where they're at, but I also want them to have hope for the future. I want them to see somebody on the podcast and be like, that person understands me. I'm not alone. Because there's nothing worse in the world than feeling alone in your pain and in your suffering. Everyone needs people behind them. Everyone needs community. And so what my vision for this podcast really is just allowing people to be safe and be seen, and to share their stories of how they've overcome and the things that they've overcome, so that people watching or listening can have somebody to relate to and to have hope, truly. And then I want to share a part of my podcast that's actually really important to me. I'm doing a business behind it, and it's called Eighth Wonder Designs. And this is the first design, actually. You can't see it right now. I'll post a picture up so you can see it, but this is my first design, and it's so important to me to make something tangible of people's stories. I'm so excited to have people on to tell their stories, and then to create a design around their story and put that on a tangible shirt that people can buy. I want people to realize how important they are, how important their stories are, that they matter. And I want them to have a tangible thing that shows them that. So my first design is my logo, and it is a girl, me, with a hat on, because I'm always in a hat, if you know me. The girl has my arm tattoo, and on her back is flowers and paintbrushes with band-aids, and it signifies like healing, how I have used like art and creativity and like my feminine power to heal and keep healing on this journey. And my amazingly beautiful, talented friend Sydney drew this, and she'll draw all the designs. And I'm just so grateful for her and her incredible talent and her willingness to hear my crazy ideas and bring them to life and just like bring my vision to life. And it's just so beautiful. She's so incredible. And so my plan for the podcast is, when someone comes on and tells their story, we're going to make a design around their story and then put it on a tangible sweatshirt for people to buy, so that they know that their story matters. They have something in their hands that tells them that they matter. And that's so important to me. I want people to have access to what I've had access to, and to be able to feel the joy that they deserve to feel, and after they've overcome the things that they've overcome. And there's so much more to my story that I'm so excited to share on the podcast. But I just really wanted to share like the little part of it, the parts that I've kind of overcome and I'm still overcoming, because it's always multi-layered and there's always more and there's always deeper that you can go, right? And that's what I've learned, is like this healing journey is just this beautiful dance of like, there's going to always be more layers. There's always going to be more to learn and more to find out. And that's so beautiful to think about. Like, we're here on this earth to learn and like become who we want to, who we're supposed to become. And we have the opportunity to do that. And like, if we actually view life that way, if we view life as like these beautiful lessons that teach us and help us like move towards who we want to be, like what a beautiful way to live your life. I hope this inspires at least one person to feel hope, to feel not alone, to feel like what they're going through matters and that there are tools out there and there are things out there that can help. And I'm just so humbled and grateful and truly feel like this is my purpose. And so thank you so much for being here, for listening to me, for letting me talk about the things I've been through, some things I've overcome, my vision for the podcast, and my vision for Eighth Wonder. And I truly believe we're all Eighth Wonders, like all of the people breaking cycles who are brave enough to look at their stuff and say, how can I change this? How can I be better? Those are the Eighth Wonders of the world. And I'm just so thankful that I get to be surrounded by some of the best. And I'm so excited for you guys to be able to hear from some of them on later podcasts. And I'm just truly grateful. And so until next time, thanks guys.